This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
We've got them going today, Mego, and boy, oh boy, they're going to get more fired up in just moments once we get to hour number two of WEEI Afternoons with Fitzy and Mego. Ted's in tomorrow. Andy Hart is out on personal business today. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number, as well as your text line to engage and enrage here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Mego, before we get to today's three-point stance, let me just clean up the calls real quick. Mike is up in Maine. He believes he has his finger on who will be the next Rory McIlroy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? So it's not a player, really. It's the Detroit Lions. They have the history of being down in the dumps for years. They got the fan base, the dedicated fan base. They have the players that they've had, the Calvin Johnson to Matthew Stafford leaving and winning the Super Bowl the next year. That's got to hurt. The success they've had recently where they're getting to all the championship games. So I think they are the next ones to get over the hump, and it would just be such a relief for God, the world at this point.
You know, Mike, that's actually a great take, and thank you for the call, bud. Mega, we said it could be Lamar Jackson, it may be Josh Allen in terms of individuals, but could there be a more tortured fan base that has never actually won? Now, the answer to that, obviously, is yes, the New York Jets. But the Jets have actually won a Super Bowl. Yes, a championship, not just in the NFL championship era, but in the Super Bowl era way back in the day with Broadway Joe Namath. The Detroit Lions, I feel like, would be that next great cathartic. They finally did it. Everyone would watch, and they would no longer be the laughing stock of or favorite meme of the NFL.
Yeah, maybe the Browns I would throw in there as well. I think Detroit has the momentum right now, so it feels like they're kind of the darling of pick a team in the postseason. If, for example, you're a Patriots fan and you're like, I just need somebody to root for in the playoffs because my team wasn't making it at any point last year, you go to the Lions because they're the darling. Mm-hmm. They're the feel-good team. So I agree with that. I like that. Decades and decades of pain. Matthew Stafford, who was the hope of the franchise, goes and wins with LA, as the caller said. Like, I even thought, was Matthew Stafford a good candidate for that? But I'm not sure that anyone, that he was ever really close enough where anyone was like, God, if he can just break through the way that it's beginning to feel with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
One of them is going to break through in the next couple of years for sure. And if they have to go through the Lions, so be it. But there was quite the amount of talent and coaching attrition. They lost a lot of the brain drain, as we used to like to call it here on the sidelines and in the coaches box at Foxborough, was pretty significant for the Lions offseason. They have a lot of work to do. It's a daunting task indeed with Terrell Williams here now in Foxborough. And, of course, Ben Johnson, the coach of Da Bears. One more call real quick. All right, we're gonna keep them tight just like we do our three-point stances, 60 seconds or less. Hello, Steve in Fall River.
How are you?
How are you, my guy?
You're right. If you have to say it's too close to start commenting on the Red Sox, then it's too close. Just like if Bob Kraft has to say to a guy that's on the Hall of Fame, you think I'm trying too hard? The answer is trying too hard. It doesn't matter if they're not five games ahead in the AL. It's game 30 or whatever, game 18, 10% of the season.
Right.
I do want to ask Mago one thing. I want to know what your goofy, underlying goofy friends who wanted Bill Belichick in Washington last year have to say. Have they changed their mind? Have they brought it up again?
Last year with Dan Quinn?
They wanted Bill Belichick in Washington, D.C.
Last year? I don't think anybody wanted Bill Belichick in D.C. last year with Dan Quinn when they were winning with Jaden Daniels. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not sure exactly. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Perfect.
Anyway, moving
along.
All
right. And let's ride that momentum right into everybody's favorite segment, the three-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
318! Yeah, there you go! What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Well, for what it's worth, the best I could find is that Jeremy Fowler reported there was some sort of correspondence between the Commanders and Belichick, which could be as simple as a text message. I don't know. That's very vague.
In 2023? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Or February 10th, 2024 is the date that this story came out.
So before they hired Dan Quinn.
Right.
Okay.
So he was in the conversation at some point, but certainly does not seem serious. But that is neither here nor there. It's time for our three-point stance. And lady and gentlemen and Stiz, we have some great news because today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. That's pretty easy to remember. And for today's three-point stance, if you're new to our segment here at 3 o'clock on WEEI Afternoons, each host gets 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening take on whatever they are hottest on in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. After each host is gone, we open up the floor for discussion and debate, and we also open it up to you at 617-779-7937. Today, our order will be Nick Fitzy Stevens and then myself, Dan Ball, with the sideline cheerleading of Stiz. To my right. And then Mego will jump in with a take that we have been teasing for the better part of an hour. So we're going to let her go last so we can almost immediately jump into the conversation about what she has to say. But Fitzy, you will lead us off. Are you ready to roll?
I am indeed. So wait, you're telling me I have 60 seconds to try to come up with something more coherent than Steve from Fall River?
Yes. And I don't know how you're going to pull that off, but I'll give you 60 seconds to do it. And it starts now.
Mission unimpossible. Sorry, Ethan Hunt, you have failed. All right, so we know that we just came off of the emotional thrill of the Masters. The Red Sox have been a letdown to date. Your Boston Celtics have finished up their regular season. They do not play a game that really counts for six more days, and how difficult is that opening round really going to be? The Bruins are finally, mercifully, going to wander into the woods and not come back tomorrow after tomorrow night as well. And the NFL draft is not for a week and a half. Guys, the next week, as far as sports goes, is going to be boring AF. It is going to kind of suck out loud. There's not going to be a lot of thrills. There's not going to be a lot of scoopage, although the Greg Hill Show did tell us earlier today that perhaps on Wednesday there could be somebody getting released from contract from the Bruins front offices. So stay tuned for some more news here on WEEI for that. But by and large, this is just one of those weeks, folks. There's not a lot of news. There's not a lot of titles. There won't be a lot of great comebacks. There won't be a lot of things you're going to want to post about, share with your friends, bet on with your public profiles on Venmo, and then brag about when you win or lose the pool. The March Madness is over. No, there's really nothing to get excited about, to which I say steer into it, embrace it. The sun's going to be out for the next week, folks. It's actually not going to rain that much. Go outside, take a walk, touch some grass, get some vitamin D. Starting next week when the draft comes around, it'll get exciting again. You're welcome.
Okay. always great for the local sports radio host on a Monday.
Good luck showing
no.
anything, bud.
This week is going to be boring.
I wanted everybody to know it's okay now to just have evergreen conversations. You don't have to worry about, well, what's your opinion about this? Like, we're just talking sports. That's okay. It's don't expect it to be like every single day can't just be the next greatest day in the history of sports radio, sports broadcasting, sports entertainment and journalism. Like, I know the whole line is always like, sorry, people, we have a show to do every day. We have 4 hours we have to do. So what else do you want us to say? We'll figure something out. We'll spin some takes and make some noise and nonsense. But like, it's not going to be the most dynamic next 7 to 9 days. So take a break, relax, because guess what you're going to do? Mego, starting Sunday, you're about to get on a ride you hope lasts the next 2 months, and then you're going to sprinkle draft talk and hopefully the resurgence of the Red Sox into it. It's okay to take a breath, everybody.
WEEI afternoons. We'll figure it out on the fly. That's what we're going with. All right.
It's fine. You said, what am I hot on? That's what I was impassioned by. So there you go. Mock me all you want. You do normally every day, listeners.
That's true. That's true. But we're doing it this time around instead of just playing great story, which we'll get to, I'm sure, at some point. Okay. So because we want to make sure Mego goes last with her opening take, I will jump in with mine right now. And I'm looking up at the clock and starting my own 60 seconds to answer the question that came up last segment. What the hell is wrong with the Boston Red Sox? It's a little bit of everything. Injuries have certainly been an issue, but I see a little bit of an issue with leadership and with accountability, not coming from the top with Alex Cora and the coaching staff necessarily, but they play a part of it. When you go through years of roster abuse and roster neglect, and you actively ship out your homegrown talent, your homegrown stars, and your homegrown leaders, who is the next young wave of players supposed to look up to when they're not only playing, but you're coming to the park every day as part of a business trip, that you're trying to be accountable and professional and focus on the details and get into a rhythm and figure out how you operate for 162 days plus. Leadership is not something that you can pay for. So as much as I love Alex Bregman, he's a hired gun. As much as I like what Trevor Story's been doing lately, he too is a hired gun from another system in Colorado where they have different pillars and different things that they value as much. So I just, after years of treating the roster as they did, the Red Sox don't have homegrown leaders that can help these young players be accountable with the details, and I really see a bit of a vacuum when it comes to a team that makes way more mistakes for the talent they have.
That was an excellent, excellent three-point stance, Dan. Well done.
Oh. Yeah, and Dan, I think what we're kind of like dancing around, because I very much agree with that. You think bringing Alex Bregman in, he's immediately going to be this leader in the clubhouse that you've been lacking. And unfortunately, I just think it reflects really poorly on Rafi Devers. And we
right.
talked
Bingo.
About this a lot when he was very, very cold to start the season. And I know that he's been playing mostly better since then. But Rafi Devers has never naturally been that guy for you. And it just puts you in an awkward space where you let Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts go. You traded one and you let the other one walk in free agency. And now the guy that you're stuck with just isn't that guy. And he's the most talented and the biggest star and doesn't want to be designated hitter, but now he is designated hitter. And that's what you're left with, leadership that you are homegrown with. Maybe the guys that you're bringing up now from the minors will grow into those guys very quickly.
And I have a lot of value in Fitzy. I apologize. I'll get this out.
Please.
I'll get this out quick. But I have a lot of value for the analytics side of the game and statistics and all the exit velocity and all the kind of stuff that we mock, or I usually get mocked for on the show. Exactly. But you can't only base a roster on that. And I feel like there's been about a 5-year stretch of roster building for the Red Sox where they just have not valued the intangibles. And now you have a team that doesn't have leadership, accountability, and doesn't focus on the details that don't really show up in stats. So that is what I have to say. Fitzy, go ahead. I do earn that on a daily basis.
You can go with the Homer chant. Next time, see if you can grab Frederick W. Polowatsky, a.k.a. the Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, just leading the nerds, nerds, nerds chant, because we got a room full of nerds here right now as well. I know we usually wait until after the three-point stances have all been laid out to analyze, dissect, and bargue over them. But I know we're all going to get into Mego, so not to try to build it up even more. But real quick, Dan, I hadn't really thought of it that way. I hadn't considered the fact that there wasn't any one great homegrown leader. There weren't one or two guys that have been around long enough that have been through it that can pull everyone else up around them or tell them the way it's done. It really is a team of rookies and mercenaries. It's hired guns and new guys. And the combination that Alex Cora is like the one, I guess, that should lead them all up. And he can only do that so much because he does seem so affable. It does seem like he has such a high baseball IQ. But there really isn't the face of leadership that this team needs. And the more I read into this Driveline stuff, the crazier it's driving me. And it is exactly the side of baseball that I don't like. And if we continue to see all the swings and misses and the errors this team makes, then you may want to just see if you can call up and maybe they can use Wells Fargo or somebody to cancel one of all those subscription canceling services that are out there, because it's not great, Bob. It's not great. Anyway, back to you, Dan.
Yes. Yeah, no question about it. But we will move on from our Red Sox soliloquy. And TF Mego, are you ready for your 60
No, this clock makes me nervous, but I'll go.
There's the beauty of the three-point stance. All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So something that I've always really appreciated about the Masters, and this is going to make me sound 1,000 years old, is being able to watch a contest on TV, a major sporting event on my television, in which you can actually see people's faces in the audience because they don't have their stupid smartphone up in front of it taking a picture or a video for their 30 followers that they're putting out on Instagram or Twitter. I wish that the other professional sports would adopt the phone policy that the Masters has for the playoffs. And I'm not even talking about just from the position of being somebody who would be a fan and maybe sitting behind someone who has their stupid phone up for like half of a quarter of the NBA just taking the crappiest videos that you've ever seen from the loge section. I'm talking about even just watching on TV. Like, I think that having our phones out all the time, we all know it's bad. Everybody knows it's bad. If you're a parent, you're concerned about the screen time that your kids are having. But when you go to the event and everybody has their phone up in front of you, and even when you're just watching it on TV, it's like, are people even engaged with this? It's a distraction point for the Masters, but I think it would improve professional sports and us taking it as consumers overall if you just put the phone away. Put in a little baggie like you do at concerts sometimes.
Look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
That is the most boomer take, Megan.
I don't care, dude.
I'm so tired of the people
it's
with their
so
phones at
annoying.
Events.
Annoying. It's so. I'm. Look, if you're in your seat or if you're in the suite, have the phone away. Have the phone away. If you're walking the concourse, if you're tailgating outside, I don't care. But we're all here. Like, people are spending huge money to be there. And all you care about is like, oh, look at me. Look at the basketball player I have in front of me. Look at where I am. Look, I'm at Gillette. Look, guys, look at the stadium. Look at the banners. Nobody wants to see it. It's even worse when you're doing it at concerts and you put up like 4 Instagram stories and it just sounds like some guitar, like, and everyone's like, oh, cool, you're at Roadrunner.
You must have the iPhone -4. I hate this because I like to take, especially concerts. I'm glad you said concerts.
Everybody's a content creator. Oh, I'm a content creator. I got to put up what I'm doing at this. Look at me. I'm at the game. Look at my jacket. Look at my shoes. I'm a content creator. Put it away.
I love to go to concerts.
Experience your life. No, live an authentic life. Mego, Stiz, I'm going to hand you the baton in a second.
Fine.
But when I was watching Super Bowl 51, I was in Houston hanging out with the Houston Patriots fan club at this bar called Diablo Loco. It was like 450 people. Place was blank hole to elbow. It was the belly of the Mayflower. It was
great
nuts.
Story.
Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. I love you, buddy. Please continue.
I can't even. I mean, usually you just wait until I'm halfway through the story or near its conclusion.
Dan
now
dared
I don't even get
to.
The preface or the exposition.
It wasn't even my idea. Dan dared me to.
Yeah, I'll put my hand
up. It wasn't my idea.
Stiz's mic was on, but I mouthed great stories you were starting. That's on me.
Oh, my God. Why do I do this? I mean, bed is such a better option. I swear. I got a garage full of beer. I got a yard that needs to be working on. All right. So, long story short, somebody was filming at the tail end of the game, as it looked like the Patriots were about to complete the comeback, just before toss to White, he's in Patriots win the Super Bowl, Brady has his fifth. And this guy had his phone up and he was circling around filming everybody. And I said to him, I said, put it away. I said, just don't. Like, you're preventing yourself so you can share this with friends later on. I understand wanting to hold on to the idea, but like, just put it away and live the moment. He's like, but bro, I can't. I was like, trust me. This might be the most special moment. You want to be able to react to it and not just like worry about how other people see it. And long story short, he put his phone away and I was so psyched. And then James White scored. And as I hugged someone, I turned around. That freaking guy had his phone back out and was filming everybody. I didn't want a copy of it. I didn't care for anyone else's copy
of it. Stiz, are you a phone out at the stadium guy?
I want to say, first of all, I follow both of you on social media and you both are guilty of
phones out at the stadium.
I don't know about, but just posting stuff on social media.
Of course,
that's
I post on
whatever.
Social media. You know what I'm not
doing? Otherwise, we're not going to have it.
I'm on the radio, so I have my phone up in front of me. Okay, look. Oh my gosh, there's Jason Tatum shooting in the middle of the game. Look, he's only 1,000 feet away from me.
Very holier than thou. Very holier than thou. Some poor kid, some 12-year-old or some 15-year-old kid that gets to go to a game if he's lucky, maybe once a year, and you want to chastise him for taking a video of his favorite player, Jason Tatum?
A 40-year-old man with his phone up.
A quick moment or something.
He's stuck behind you, Stiz.
I can't see anything because I can't see anything.
You're lying. You're lying.
A bunch of people
you're lying. Stop it.
I may as well just watch it from home if you're going to watch it on your friggin' screen.
They're ruining your vision of the game. That's what you're saying? Give me
it
a break.
Sucks.
You're a liar.
You go. Part of the reason you go to a sporting event, especially playoffs, part of the reason you go to the games is because you feel like you're in this mass of fandom and you're in the moment and everybody is locked in emotionally. And then you have somebody next to me. All right. My followers got to see. Check it out. They're wiping the towel down over on the bench. Like, it sucks. It is not an enjoyable experience in the modern world.
Who
are
you?
I love it.
I love it. Just like
in.
People with the phone up and they're like, yo, comeback's almost complete.
If they just
we out here.
If they just
we out, it's happening.
Phone.
It's real life. Like, share, subscribe, smash that sub button, bro. Shut up. Just go to the game. Take a photo with your friends afterwards. Do a parking lot recap. There's a million other places for me to get pictures that I can meme up, highlights, Instagrammable moments. I don't need 10,000 other content curators and aspiring NFL Films cameramen with the most obnoxious commentaries as well. I'm with you, Mego. There was a photo. I even put it in our text thing, and I retweeted it earlier at FitzyGFY. Made sure to share this one thing where somebody said online, hey, it was just so great to see Rory in this all-time moment with everyone cheering, having an authentic emotional response, and nobody had their phone out. Good for them. I love it. And I'm sure if you go to Augusta, somebody could maybe verify this on text or on the phone, if you can, please. I'm sure just like at amusement parks or fundraisers, there's always like a cameraman who like takes your photo and then gives you a QR code or a password to go buy an expensive version of the photograph, like going down a log flume or
okay, you already had Augusta in this case, so.
Huh?
I'm saying you already had Augusta in this case, so if you're getting the fancy photo, like you're
money is not an object right now.
Yeah, money's not an object. It's still overpriced no matter what. You can get a photo of you and your bros at Augusta so everyone believes that you were there. I don't need you filming Vijay Singh missing a putt on 17 to believe that you were at the Masters or that it was a highlight of your life. So, Mego, I am with you.
Thank
you. Elitist.
Thank you.
Stiz is not, and I, you know, the calls are already coming in. So, Stiz, this will be the ultimate line in the sand. You'll be able to tell exactly how old our audience is, how boomer our Q is, depending on how they call in. Maybe the younger generation will call in and also say, like, you know what? I'm with Mego. This stinks.
They're probably going to be like, I need my posts. I need my posts up. This is why I'm here. I'm here so I can get my post up so everyone can see I was at the game. Everyone can see how good my seats are. Everyone can see the jersey I got. Everyone can see my sneakers. That's what it's about.
I love going to I take a few videos at a concert, and I'm not lying. Every few months, I'm sitting in front of my computer. Maybe I'm having a couple cold ones. I will plug in my hard drive. I will plug in my hard drive and I will watch some videos of like a concert that I was at last year or whatever. And I don't know. I love it. And the quality, that's why I was like, you have an iPhone -5 because I don't know about yours, but the quality on my phone at a concert is awesome. So I just think that's a ridiculous take for people not to be able to take pictures and videos at events and concerts. Get out of here.
I'm just saying it really bothers me. And when I get to go to concerts and they say, you got to put the phone away, you got to put it in this little baggie. Great. Awesome. We're actually going to be able to see what's happening.
If you're going to go to a Bill Burr show, Stiz, and they have like one of those policies of like phones in the magnetic bag, put them away. What are you going to be like? Nah, I got to be able to share these jokes with my boys.
Or, I sneak it in like a real Chelsea boy.
Oh, my God.
We got a trend, though. So.
Let's here's all right. You know what's trending? You being obnoxious with the great story. And also, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk some Celtics. We'll take your calls on Mago's take and everything that you want to hear that you I don't know, whatever. Just give me sports news, Dan.
Great story.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.